11, these aren't working.
Our mics are not working. What up, everybody? I just shot some food out of my mouth.
Hello, hello.
Evan, if you figure those out, you know. What? Can you have what? Can you have one what? Oh, you want to get on there? Oh, you missed the announcement? God, spaghetti. Okay.
Anyone else that may like to join? What a great opportunity. Let's explain the game to them. It's a lot different than the last comedy show.
First of all, make a lot of noise for Wide Ride, everybody.
Thank you very much. Ali Kareem had a great show. It's called Kareem in Your Face. That's what he helped the U.S. military do to his mother. That's a fun one.
Oh, there we go.
Nice.
Really here now.
Fuck yeah, baby.
Okay.
I think we lost this main one, but that's okay. We can just.
We'll get it back.
Yeah, we'll just we'll just do the wireless mics.
Let's do that.
Who's first time at the Dead Room? Excellent. Make some noise for yourselves for being here. Thank you. Oh, it's you. Okay. Excellent. We're going for Megan DePont, so she owns this place, everybody. Yeah. It was working, then Evan hits the buttons over there. Fuck it, you know?
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
You guys get that.
God. Is anyone returning to the Dead Room tonight to watch?
Ooh.
Nice. You guys, Jacob Jonas lives in a van now, my former co-host. Now I got Kelsey Wood.
That's right. I may or may not have trapped him in that van.
Yeah, we trapped him well. Kelsey, go ahead and address what you want to address off the top first.
It is my clothing, okay? I, as the new co-host, I was like, I'm going to come in, you know, really hot. Not like, you know, hot, but just like aggressive. Like, and I ran out of all black, you know? So I was like, next solid that I have is all of this. But I think you guys will all agree that it's very cool, right? That's right.
Yeah, okay. It's very cool.
Because since I've walked in, every comedian has tried to make a fucking remark at it. So you're not to laugh at any of them.
Yeah, shut up, everyone that's saying she looks like a polar bear's dick, okay?
Yeah.
Not funny.
A tampon.
Not funny.
I actually did like that one.
She looks cool.
But cool, like, you know, and tampons, they're cool.
Where are we going?
This, you know, was a little skit that was not planned.
No, it's not planned. I'm in psychedelic mushrooms. We're all having fun.
Yes.
Keep it going for Evan Fitzgerald, Slaughterhouse Studios, everybody. This is recorded as a live podcast. Hell yeah.
Yeah, so when you want to relive the fun, you can.
You can send a Spotify link to your coworkers, be like, this is what I did on Friday. And they probably won't listen to it. It's a very visual show. We should work on that as far as making some video instead of audio strictly. But
you know, one thing at a time.
One thing at a time, exactly. We got Kelsey Wood. Fuck yeah, everybody.
We got
tampon in the flesh. I mean, we got a cool outfit.
Tampon in the flesh, though, you know, is what they do also. Anyways, not why you guys are here. I do want to say, if you guys pay attention, I would love to give out some dum-dums, you know?
We got dum-dums.
If you guys are good and you don't laugh, you know, like, I'll come around. But, like, be on behavior.
Yeah,
good behavior.
You're being great right now. If I could, I'd give all of you butterscotch dum-dums. That's how good you're all being right now. Whoa, you getting a thumbs down for butterscotch?
Whoa.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs
down?
They're the.
What do you like more than butterscotch?
Mystery?
I guess what's better than a butterscotch is the surprise of a butterscotch.
Okay, agreed. There you go.
It's the only thing that's better than a butterscotch. It's like, oh, fuck, it's a butterscotch. All right. Let's explain the show again, Kelsey, shall we?
Let's explain it. Yes, again. Sometimes at a comedy show, you feel pressured to laugh, right? And that can be a little uncomfortable. Here, don't fucking laugh.
Don't fucking laugh, okay? You keep it, zip it, you shut, throw away the key, all that good stuff.
Try Try your best.
Comedians will be coming up here. Who's talking right now? Yeah. Thank you. Well, that was nice. That was... No audience is ever like, that was me, I'm so sorry. Obviously, you like attention to talk enough. Who? What? Oh, thank you. I will marry you too. Keep it going for that girl.
Marriage.
I'm getting married. Fuck yeah. Shut up, you two. You guys both just earned one less laugh. All right, so the premise of the show. You guys get, the comics will come up here, they'll get 2 minutes to make you laugh. You try your hardest not to laugh. The top five will advance to a second round where they get 1 minute to make you laugh. And then the two top out of those two will go head to head for 30 seconds each.
And I do want to stress, like, the more, like, tense and quiet we have it, like, I promise you it's much more rewarding.
Yeah, there's a real laugh creep phenomena here where it's tough. Like, a lot of the people that go first don't get a lot of laughs, but by 11, you're getting a lot of laughs because you guys are tired. We need you to fucking get endurance, okay? Just fucking...
You hear that? First three comics, bring your heat. Okay. Because apparently the odds are stacked against you.
Well, I think the... Oh, now we... Okay, good. We're good. Ooh. Whatever. I don't give a shit. They can hear us. Yeah.
Oh, this works. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
Round of applause for Evan, everyone.
Wow. Doesn't he look like he figured out audio well? Like, yeah, you were born for this, baby. Hell yeah, you guys. All right. Your first comic of the night always signs up first. And he came up to me tonight and said, "What are the rules of the Dead Room again?" And I'm like, "You try to make the audience laugh while they try not to laugh." And he's like, "That's it?" So let's see what he has in store. I don't really see... Oh, I do see him. Okay. No, I don't see him. Where the fuck... Okay, well, maybe he'll just... Okay, do something fun back there. All right. This is what we do. We count every comic down from five. So let me get my phone out, and we will set the two-minute timer. We do everything live in the moment. All right. Your first comic is Damon Howard, everybody. Let's count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Shh.
One second, guys.
If you ask me, he's still confused on the rules.
So yeah, what did you like? Yeah, I guess your only thing was like, do I have to be on stage? And boy, really, keep it going for Damon Howard one more time.
Woo!
You got seven laughs.
Seven laughs,
seven
Damon.
Laughs. All right.
Seven laughs.
What is that reaction? What is that? More?
No, less.
Less? Okay, I can listen. I'll listen to that. Six. Okay, six. Excellent. Listen.
Easily persuaded.
I got six.
Just,
all right.
You know, speak your piece.
The show, fuck yeah, you
pretty
guys
good
doing great.
Job guys, all pretty right. Good job, but you know, keep it together.
All right, your next comic, former winner of the Dead Room, former winner.
Gasp.
Wow, you guys are a great crowd. You gasped.
Yeah, that was amazing.
That's what I always hope happens when I say that, and everyone's like, okay, fucking man. But you gasped. Yes, excellent.
Yes,
all right, please welcome to the stage Quentin Johnson, everybody.
Hello, good evening. I hope you're enjoying your dinner. Do you guys like dinner a lot? Dinner is my favorite meal of the day. Just eating dinner before going to bed, you have a really warm stomach and you're ready to go to sleep. This flower is absolutely beautiful. What type of flower is this? They were handing out this flower at my mother's funeral. I was laughing. Kind of. Now I'm laughing. At the time, I was quite depressed. I have PTSD from a bad childhood. I was playing pool the other day, and it reminded me that my mom died from an 8-ball. And then she left a black flower for me. And I was like, oh, thank you, Mom. I can decompress from this. The black flower. How beautiful. I was talking to this woman from Australia, and now that she left, she is literally part of the past because of the time zone. It's like 17 hours away. You know, my mom told me to never use the word cunt, and my girlfriend calls me that now. You bloody cunt. How do you think that would make a man feel hearing that in the morning? Just to hear your girlfriend call you a cunt every morning. That's all I am, is just a cunt. Damn, I've never used this word so many times. I feel guilty about it, but when you're called that, I guess I can use it. No, God, I knew you guys wouldn't like me. God, I just want to break something. I'm an only child, so when I get mad at stuff, I just break it.
Yeah.
Quentin Johnson, everyone.
Yeah. Wow, keep it going for Quentin and his girlfriend, you guys.
Yeah.
Keep it going for Quentin and his girlfriend.
Just gonna let him have that one.
Yeah. Guys, everyone on the count of three say Quentin has a girlfriend. One, two, three. Quentin has a girlfriend. That's nice. Guys, keep it going for Quentin Johnson one more time.
Manifestation. What a thing. All right, guys, your next comic. Actually, oh, yes. You didn't. Oh.
Huh?
Seven.
We had a seven laughs, all right? Seven. Does that sound
any
right?
Any disputes?
Okay, good.
I'm not having them.
Excellent. Okay.
Okay. Your next comic. Let's count them down. It's Raymond Ace, everyone.
Bring him to the stage.
Count them down.
Five, four, three, two, one.
So I just recently found out about wide set vagina. And apparently it clogs up toilet pipes. And collapses them too. Women, why is there no book on wide set vagina? And have I ever been in it? Or is that just a thing called a roll? And does white set vagina need a special toilet bowl seat? You know what I mean? To fit the offset vagina? Is there such a thing as offset dick? Or is that just a curve in my life? What else? I almost got jumped by an oversized man outside just a while ago. And 3 weeks ago, I got jumped here. White people are violent. And now I know why I'm a conquistador. Was anybody outside? Smelt that pungent smell in the air? That's comedy. And that's brokenness. And depression. Back to white set vagina. Can you live in white set vagina? Is it livable? Like, I know guys live in vans, but do women? These are just crazy thoughts inside of a mind of a cokehead. I'm playing. Recreational. Look at me. I'm a bad bitch. Right? Bad bitch. It's amazing when a man can call himself a bad bitch and act like it, huh? That's just the progression of life. Just like my back. It's barely moist. My father's is damp. His father before him was dripping. I just keep coming back like Mexicans, Chucky, and Jesus. I'll tell you what. And I'll keep coming back. But deportation is such a bitch.
Keep it going for Raymond Ace, everybody.
What a guy.
Deportation is such a bitch. Yeah,
so
Garbadom Dummy
yeah,
doing
so
very good.
I'm so happy you guys didn't laugh at that.
Give her a butterscotch.
Well, if I could find them, Jeff, I would. Yes, absolutely. Everyone's allowed to have them.
Guys, Josh Emerson has arrived. Keep it going for Josh Emerson.
Hello, how you doing? Welcome!
Member of Dead Room Comedy, him and I. Josh is going to count laughs tonight.
I did. I'm late, but I'm happy to be here, all right?
I'm happy
I did
here.
Faded comedy before this. It was great.
Okay. Josh, that was a brag. Everyone on the count of three say, room. Josh bragged. One, two, three. Josh
I'm
bragged.
Very successful.
Josh, what did you have? I'm trying to make the lights a thing this month. I'm forgetting all the steps. How many laughs did you get Raymond Ace on?
Legit, 11 laughs. I never knew he did cocaine. Well done,
wow,
Raymond Ace.
Wow, we have a okay. new leader, everybody.
Wow.
Keep it going
you
for Raymond Ace,
knew,
everybody.
Huh?
Most of those are from Jeff Nelson.
Not a lie. Not a lie.
Go outside, Jeff.
That means we have a new. You guys, we have a new third place. Keep it going for Damon Howard, everybody. He is now in third place.
Nice job, Damon.
All right. Your next comic also appeared on the prior show. Great guy. Guys, keep it going. It's Jose McCall.
Woo!
Gracias, damas y caballeros, por estar aquí. Le voy a decir unos cuantos chistes, si me van a oír, ¿ok? Una cosa que yo quiero prepararme para hacer. El otro día estaba leyendo las noticias y vi una cosa que decía, hombre a casi se muere por el tremendo pupú que tenía dentro de su cuerpo. ¿Ok? No sé si han tenido que hacer mierda antes, pero no han tenido que ir al baño tanto que salen las noticias. No hace sentido, ¿verdad? ¿Me entienden? O sea, este hombre no ni hizo mierda. Fue al doctor como tiene que ir alguien. El doctor le intentó ayudar y en vez de ayudar le dijo, le tenemos que decir a todo el mundo esto. Increíble. Ok, ahora entendemos que los blancos no entienden. Mientras está aquí mi gente, la revolución viene en un poco de tiempo. Por favor, ármense con cuchillos, rifles, bombas. Vamos a destruir todos los blancos. Anyway, hay otro chiste que les quiero decir. He intentado de ir a cazar fantasmas ahora. Soy un cazador de fantasmas. Pero todas las balas no se quedan en los fantasmas y siempre se meten a la gente atrás de ellos. ha hecho el problema de fantasmas peor. Le pido perdón. Excelente. Lo que quiero que hagan es que se armen y preparen para destruir bancos. Vamos a matar al presidente. Vamos a matar a los políticos, pero no le digan a los blancos. Este es solo para nosotros, ¿ok? Ay, viva Castro. Anyway, hay un chiste que le quiero decir a todos. Ahora el KFC, ¿saben el KFC? KFC, el pollo. Pollo, comen pollo, ¿verdad? Pollo, el pollo, no es como...
Time, everybody!
Keep it going for Jose McCall! Totally, am I right?
Who in here doesn't speak Spanish? Okay, that was a long way of saying we're going to come take your jobs. Keep it going for Jose McCall, everybody. Josh, what do we get him at?
Un mujer valísima, 14 puntos.
Wow, okay.
14 points for you fucking gringos, okay?
Yeah, for all you guys that didn't understand that. Good job.
We are trying to incorporate so much new in this show. We're like, let's do whistles and suckers.
And we should have picked one, yeah. But I mean, as soon as the sweets were here, you know,
yeah,
we're here.
Is Peter Hines here? The guy that messaged me a week ago trying to get booked on a show and then came to this one and then didn't show up.
Quite a move.
He DM'd me today to be on the show. Wow,
Petey?
What a good look.
Petey?
What a good look, Peter.
Petey Hines?
All right. Peter Hines is dead. Everyone on the count of three say Peter Hines is dead to us all. One, two, three. Peter Hines is dead to us all.
Oh, I really hope something didn't happen to him, though. Let's not check the papers on that
one. Or he's on his way to dying.
Hey, fuck Indiana, all right? Can we just say that Indiana's the garbage place except for David Brooks, all
right? Yes, that's right, except for David Brooks.
Except for David
Peter Brooks. Hines is from Indiana, so that's why we're saying
that. So that makes sense.
Yeah. A little bit inside baseball for y'all.
Nice walk. Baseball term
tough.
Again.
Tough.
Okay, let's keep this show moving, huh? Are you guys still with us? When I say yeah, you say yeah. Yeah!
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 Cool.
Guy in the tank top just been talking this whole time.
Which guy in the tank top?
Let me get in the tank top, right there.
Raise your hand, guy in the tank top.
Hey, guy in the tank top, raise your hand.
Oh, you're a coward?
Oh, what are you, can't?
You're a
you
coward?
Can't raise your arms with those big, strong arms? Yeah, show me your nipple.
Man.
Show them your tanned arms.
Get up here and show everyone your nipple.
Yeah, do that. Like, you can talk through your nipple. But you're so good at it. I understand. Like, try that.
That's when you show your nipples and put your tongue out like that, that's American Sign Language for I have ketamine. Would you like to buy some?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
I want K.
All right, we got another... Your guy, this next guy, you know, he hosts shows.
He's a guy?
He's been in New Jersey all summer, and now he's wearing a jersey.
I don't know if he even knows.
Yeah, keep it going for Garrett Nygren.
Keep it up, and count him down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Anyone else know what it's like to have a small dick? Just me, all right. Just sucking on a lollipop in a jersey here. Just appropriating everyone's culture with this. A white guy wearing a Harlem Globetrotters jersey? I can do a layup. All right, that wasn't funny. What's up? Everyone's just looking at me like, fuck you, dude. I was like, all right, I'll go fuck myself. This guy's got a lollipop, too. Me and him are sucking on lollies. I'll make eye contact with him. God, I didn't even know I was getting up. Fuck. This is good. This is good for my ego. This makes me feel good about myself. This guy's wearing a pink hat. I don't know. I'm just looking at things and saying I see him. How much time do I got? All right, that worked somewhat. Went better in the shower.
That would suck.
Guys, I like being here with you guys. even if you guys don't. This feels like my last relationship. Just talking to a wall. All right. My last relationship was like a vape. I didn't like the flavor, but I continued to hit it. All right. She looked away. Guess that's a laugh in this room. I don't know. Shit. I tried to date this girl. She did not want to be dated. She was like a bell-bottom jean. Uncuffable. All right. God. Should I just start doing, like, squirrel jokes from, like, SpongeBob? Like, you guys want the squirrel jokes? Is that it? Oh, man, this sucks. Why did I sign up for this?
Ass time, everybody!
I do think if Garrett advances at all, he needs to share his money with his heckler.
Yeah, okay. Do we count the laughs in response to Patrick booing or not?
I believe they have to be
legit,
halved,
legit,
least.
Legit. He got eight and three of them were boos, okay? I'm counting
eight
the boos.
And three were boos.
Yeah, that's what happens when you boo, Patrick, all right? You add to the score.
Yeah, at this show, when you do boo for someone you don't like, then they advance. This is a fun show.
Keep it going for Garrett, everyone. Given that dispute, should we put it down to seven?
I'm sorry, what? Garrett. Do better next time. I don't know what to tell you. I don't.
Quentin said what? All right. Your next comic. First time at the Dead Room.
Ooh.
Excited to see what he's got. Please welcome to the stage Terrence Dobbs, everybody.
You guys are doing a good job being quiet. Like, if I had just walked in, I probably would have guessed that Garrett had said the N-word, like, unprovoked, with no context and with a hard R. Because niggers are funny. I don't know. Oh, God, it's so much harder when you're up here. What the fuck? I asked for this. This is unpleasant. I want to run away. I want to twerk. I don't know. I want to be myself. Do you need some water? You sure? I'll do it, like, right now. All right, I'm just... You laugh in the face of my generosity. Okay, all right. I just went so fucking toxic male right now. How dare you not thank me for being nice to you? Oh, I've got to stay off Reddit. It's so bad. All right. Hi, how's it going? My name is Terrence. I'm losing my hair. I'm going into the permanent... bald guy shaved head, so I'm gonna spend my life looking like one of Shaq's testicles. The thing is, Shaq is so big that it's pretty much to scale. What else do I have written down in my hand? Okay, let's see here, Shaq's nuts. Garrett said something about a small dick, so that's off fucking limits. Said the N-word. Okay, I don't usually say that in front of certain company. I don't even eat watermelon in front of white people. Because stereotypes are real, and I don't want to perpetuate that shit. Even though it's fucking delicious, it's fucking wrong. Okay, all right. Hey, you should date a short person. Why should you date a short person? Because short people are really good for your self-esteem. You know, here is your rock bottom, and then here is me at the perfect height to lift you back up. And that's a beautiful thing. And if you date a short person for any other reason, just remember, it doesn't matter if you have...
That's time,
thank you,
everybody.
God.
That's tough.
All right. He may have not have made me laugh, but he sure made me think, right?
Terrence Dobbs, everybody. Keep it going for him.
Woo!
Lights. Okay, we're doing it.
Okay,
production
you guys are
value.
Still
production
here.
Value.
Cool. Yes.
Excellent. Josh.
4 points in that Shaq testicle bit was hard for everybody.
Okay.
Saggy, if you ask me, but...
Hey.
Zing.
Fucking can't shoot three from...
You giving him half the points that Garrett got is a hate crime. I'm pretty sure that...
How did I give Garrett eight? That's
I don't
the
know.
Real question.
I don't... That's... Yeah. That's
I was active in it, all right? I give fair points.
At this point, we're going to see more Garrett tonight.
Well, let's
can't
see.
Wait.
We'll see.
Can't
right?
wait.
Maybe?
We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Josh, I believe in you.
All right, guys. Yeah, let's just bring him up here. Josh Donahue, everybody.
So I was driving down to Durango, and I saw this sign on the side of the road that said, "Wildlife fencing begins here." I shit you not, it's the first time I've seen a deer on the side of the road go, "Ungod!" It's a dumb fucking joke. Real dumb. I'm glad that you agree, sir. I don't know if you knew this, but the inventor of the Frisbee, after he was cremated, he was made into a Frisbee. It's pretty wild, right? You know what's even more wild? It's that fucking deer on the side of the road going, "Ungod!" Got one. I believe that.
Tell jokes!
I'm working on it, Patrick! Fuck you! Get another beer shake, sir. I believe that joke deserved a dum-dum. Thanks. Actually, you two have been interactive all night. I appreciate you having some smirks and no laughs. Like, you guys, you mind if I talk to you for a second? What's up? What's up? You guys play jiu-jitsu or? Yeah, cool. How you guys like to start? You top, you bottom? How's that work? You do seem like a top guy, sir. That's dope. Back to non-jokes. I'm glad to be up here just in this awkward silence because I fucked up on a job interview recently, yeah. Turns out hospitals don't like it when you use the word vibes. How much sweeter would it be if they did? All right, that's cool. Patrick, why aren't you heckling anymore? That was the best shit I had. Oh, I don't know how much time I got. 10 seconds? 3 seconds? Cracking voices? Dead room. All right. You guys want to play tag or what's up? Heads up, 7-up? Sounds like a good time to me. I'm just waiting, dude. I'm just waiting. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. You're edging me.
And that's time, everybody.
And that is what it's all about, huh? Wasn't that fun? Just sitting in that? You love it. That's why you're here. Don't pretend like you don't.
I got him 2 plus a tell jokes by Patrick, everybody.
2 plus a note. I said note, but no is fine too. No works.
Guys, we just had a last minute sign up. Megan DePonso, the owner of the bar, will be coming up here
goodness,
at the end.
Megan DePonso.
Everyone gasp.
Oh, wow.
All right. Your next comedian, he's wearing red pants. Guys, keep it going. For Corey Stevens, everybody.
Count them down from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I had some fun happen today. My dog bit my dick. Yeah, hardest part about that is not peeing blood, it's coming it. 1. It's really hard because I wasn't peeing, like, it wasn't like, it wasn't like a Kool-Aid of blood. It was just more like a, like you ever get to the end of a ketchup packet and you're trying to squeeze that last bit out to make it seem like it's worth it. Like that's what it was like. Like it was like eating the end of a Jell-O packet where it like congealates, where it's like gets hard after like 3 days. That's what it was like. Patrick, Boomy, I forgot your name. All right, that was fun. I'm wearing red pants. I came out for this. Oh. You know what the funny thing about Nazis is? Is that the only Nazis that are still around are grammar Nazis. Like, you can still accept grammar Nazis. I hate grammar Nazis because I love made-up words. Like, my favorite made-up word? God. One of my favorite made-up words. I don't know if that woman in the back is laughing at me or at my self-realization of how much I suck. I will sit in this. This is one of my favorite rooms. You guys had the new shots? You guys happy about the new iced tea? I feel like you guys are all regular customers. Thank God.
Keep it going for Corey Stevens, everyone. Interesting to lead with a blood joke in those pants.
He came out for this as bi. Guys, he's bi.
Pretty cool.
When I got to Denver as anything a bisexual comic, I saw him doing bi material. I'm like, I should go straight again. this does not look fun. Josh, okay, lights, got it. Well, Josh, what do we get him at?
I had him at 6 points, and one of them was a boo from Patrick.
One of them was a boo from Patrick.
So a boo is a point?
I'm counting boos as a point.
All right, that's all I
needed
to know.
All right, give me a dum-dum.
All I needed to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patrick and Josh are deliberating. All right, we got two left in the final round, folks. Two left. You guys are doing a great job. Next time, they'll only have 1 minute, so it gets better. All right, next up, also a former winner. Gasp. Please welcome Spaghetti Jake, everybody.
Don't be boxed.
Bing, bing, boom, bing, boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, bing, boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, bing, boom, boom, bing, bing, boom, bing, boom, banana, banana. Okay, banana, keep it, kids, keep it, keep it, banana, keep it, kids, keep it, keep banana, na na na. Banana, keep it, kids, keep it, keep it, the banana, keep it, kids, keep it, kids.
So I saw on the news today that they just arrested a ISIS beetle. Hey, jihad, don't be that way. You were made to blow that truck up. Oh my God. Still just wreathing from pain. Next round, I'll do a lap dance. How much time do I have?
Spaghetti Jake.
Yeah. That. Some of the extremes. You're not surprised he's won, right?
that is what we call Josh.
He broke the room array automatic through to the next round.
Sometimes, yeah, winners come along and they
break the room. How'd the light go that way? Oh, God. This light is a good idea. All right, last one of the first round. Please give it up. First time doing the Dead Room. It's the owner of Wide Ride, Megan DePonza.
Everybody shut up. I just came here to scream for 2 minutes where no one fucking will bother me and everybody gets to be fucking quiet. Thank you so much. Ah! Oh, my God. Thank you. This is the best therapy that has ever happened. One, fuck all of you. And two, fuck everything that has ever happened in this bar. Fuck buying a bar after a Buffalo Bills team. and then getting divorced, and then your ex-husband has a mental brain injury, and then you just want to smash everything, and then you just are like, why did you put a jersey on Chewbacca? You don't know why you put a jersey on Chewbacca. It was the only fucking thing that I could buy that wasn't, like, politically relevant. It doesn't fucking matter. I just really want to yell for 2 minutes, so thank you guys so much. Please give it up for my bartenders. They're very nice, and they're good people. Everybody works really hard for me. I really love everybody, and I fucking hate everything. I haven't even come in this bar once, and it's such bullshit. That's like the absolute worst. The amount of work I've put in here, no one has ever fucked me inside of it because I've been such a traumatizing asshole, and I've never even fucking come inside my own goddamn bar. Okay, let's see. Oh, fuck. I don't know. Oh, jeez. Sometimes people cook the wings wrong. I'm really sorry. Sometimes people bitch about stuff. I'm really sorry. I work 90 hours a week, and I just want to scream about it, and I love all of you, and I can't wait to make all with all of you forever. Goddamn, Bills season is coming, and I've been in an abusive relationship with a football team my whole life, and it makes no goddamn sense, and it hurts, and I fucking hate this because you all are actually laughing, and I just thought I got to talk for like 2 minutes, and it was going to be therapy. You motherfucking cunts. Okay, we're changing the bar name to Wide Cunt, and if you don't accept that, you can all die. Okay, I love Dead Room, except it's really weird to bartend, and it hurts my soul, and I really love Kelsey and Jeff, and I don't care. All right, thank you, everybody. Keep it going for Megan DePonto, everyone. Hell yeah.
The owner of Wide Cunt, everybody.
We certainly did. You know, I think we all felt a lot, too, in a good way.
We do open mics here every week, and I guess we've all kind of subconsciously wondered if Megan's been fucked in here.
Well, to be fair, she just said she hadn't came, so, right? So sex very well could have happened just with a shitty partner.
Not to orgasm.
Maybe.
Josh?
Can somebody make Megan come in this bar, please? 22, everybody!
I don't know if that's our invitation, but...
Development. Garrett came up to me. He said, "I'm gonna be out." Yeah, he's right there. He's on the outside of the patio right now. I'm like, "What do you mean you're gonna be out?" He's like, "I gotta go to this girl's house."
Yeah, fucking right.
Fuck
okay.
You, Garrett.
He's too fucking scared.
I gotta go to a girl's house looking like that. Go fuck off. Wearing a Harlem Globetrotters jersey to a girl's house. Jesus Christ, I hope you come in it yourself, okay?
Yeah, probably is his move, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, he does need somewhere to sleep tonight. That guy...
There you go.
Is Garrett straight? I didn't know that.
All right, we don't need to get home before talking about things.
I got 6 years in the Marine Corps that
we
says otherwise.
That.
I don't think he's sexual.
I just asked a question, all right?
And I just, you know,
I am,
responded.
I'm
I love
voting
you, Josh,
in the
I
primaries,
love
okay?
I love you. All with love.
We're going to do top five advance. So when Quentin found out that Garrett had another more point than him, he said, "What?" And then now Garrett has to go have sex. And so now Quentin, with a girlfriend, advances to the second round. Okay.
Everybody clap for him, okay?
Yeah, everybody clap for Quentin.
He needs this to come later, okay?
Yeah, all right. So in the second round, we have Quentin Johnson... We have Raymond Ace, we have Jose McCall, we have Megan DePonto, and Spaghetti Jake, everybody.
All right.
We will go in order from least to greatest, point-wise. We're going to pass around a tip bucket. If you bought a ticket for this show, thank you for already supporting it. If you didn't, you want to throw some cash in, sweeten the pot for the winner. We appreciate that. So we'll pass that around. But otherwise, they have a minute for the second round. They have a minute, all right? Oh, wait. Okay, they have a minute. Figuring out the lights. They have a minute. So let's bring them back up.
How much time do they have?
One minute.
I said it six times.
One minute. I think he's teasing.
He's teasing.
Are you Canadian? Or
Me? What? What? Shut up. Quentin Johnson, everybody. Keep it going for him.
Woo!
Count him down from
five, four, three, two, one.
This is an impression of your thoughts. Kill yourself. Those are your thoughts. Stop trying to kill yourself. Like, if you can't accomplish that, you can't accomplish anything. Think about that for a second. It takes like a lot in a person to want to kill themselves, and they never end up doing it. And we need the population to decline, so it'd be really helpful if you just do it already. My Australian girlfriend broke up with me, and I think I'm going to do it. She's like 17 hours away, and she still calls me a cunt. Did you say that in an Australian accent? It's because you... I don't know where that came from. I don't think you're funny.
Keep it going for Quentin and whoever that was. Love you.
That was funny.
That was very good. You should sign up next time.
It sounded just like her. I know
very
who he's talking
on
about.
With that one. How many did we get, Josh?
You know what? I gave him 15 and an Australian existential heckle. Okay.
So 15 and a heckle, guys. Keep going for Quentin Johnson.
Reluctantly. I get it. You know, he's really just throwing that C word around.
What's the C word?
What's the C word?
You guys are so cute.
Hell yeah.
So happy to bring this.
You look
energy.
Like a tampon.
I said it first.
You look cool. Raymond, is Raymond still here? God damn it.
Wow, scared.
Good.
Hey,
yeah,
Elliot scared. Weber's here, though, everybody.
Elliot's here, yeah.
Say hi, Elliot.
Hi, Elliot.
Thank you, Austin.
Is he balding, or is that just his...
No, he's just always wearing a hat.
Okay, word, dope.
All right, Jose, you're up next, because Raymond Ace has left the building. Count him down. Jose, guys, everybody, yeah, welcome him, and count him down.
Gung Hao Fa Choi. No, I don't. That'd be cool. I just like this contemplative silence even more than comedy, to be honest. This is like stand-up Zen. This is tight. I like this. Breathe in. Believe in yourself. Nothing matters. Send me money. That'd be my tape, I feel like. That'd be pretty cool. A minute's not even long enough for jokes. I'm just watching them take a selfie. This is just stream of consciousness. There we go. Oh, damn it. The North American selfie taker is quite livid. No. Hey.
Jose McCall! Woo! You guys still with us? When I say yeah, you say yeah, yeah!
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 See?
It's just too fun. You guys get it.
That was a preview of his podcast. He hosts it at 3 a.m. in the morning. That's true.
Yeah.
Josh, what do we get Jose at?
8 points, but he made me think, okay?
Oh, okay. Excellent.
It's worth something, right? Not points-wise, apparently.
Guys, can we just one more time keep it going for Damon Howard, everybody?
Hey.
Yeah, excellent.
Hey, he's Apache!
Thank you, Josh. What's that?
This is Tribe in North America.
Megan, are you able to do... Okay. Hell yeah. Count Megan DePonso down from 5, 4...
3, 2, 1.
So I started dating an autistic man, and he keeps calling my fucking mother late at night when I get out of pocket. And it's It's very confusing because she's OCD and then she wants to fix a fucking problem. And I'm like, stop calling my mother because she's absolutely insane. Why are you fucking doing that? And it's fine. I just wanted to see if this would work. It didn't. Okay. And it's fine. And I understand the world is going to end very soon. I'm hoping it does, please, for the love of God. I love all of you, and I don't know. This is therapy again. Oh, yeah. Someone's going to fuck me in this bar, and I'm going to come? It was valid. Tight. Nice. And then when there's this old man who just comes in and sticks his fucking sad little, like, bloody fingers in the cherries, and I have to throw out all the cherries, and then someone's mad I don't have cherries at the fucking bar, just know it's because of your sanitary health, and I don't know. All right.
All right.
Wow,
yeah.
We got new
Look
toys. Yeah.
Wow, yeah, wow, that one's sharp. That I didn't that's not a dull blade. You know, they say leave them wanting more. I can only imagine what we haven't heard.
Megan DePonso, everybody, one more time.
Woo!
Josh, what did we get the woman with the
knife? I got 14 on her lap.
14.
Okay.
All
yeah.
right.
I love hearing about her love life, man.
That early exit really worked to, yeah, that was a good advantage. Top two.
I have a knife.
He does.
Is that it?
He
Why are you holding a cleaver?
He did mention psychedelics earlier,
huh?
too. So.
Why are you holding a cleaver right now?
Why? I had to get it off the
Who
stage.
Who are you circumcised?
Spaghetti Jake is next, and he's very all over the stage, and so I didn't want him to cut a toe, okay? yeah, let's welcome back Spaghetti Jake, everybody.
All right.
Count him down from five, four,
three, two, one.
So does anyone want a lap dance? Oh, you? Oh, you're coming to me. I was gonna go to you. Oh, you could come to me, dog. You could. Boom, cha-ka-ching. Boom, ba-ba-bing, boom, bing. I was at Walmart the other day, and I saw that they're selling Pokemon cards with the cigarettes, and it's just like, can I get some of those fire emblems? The fire emblems, the red ones. That's a Bulbasaur, that's not even a fire type.
Next time!
Spaghetti Jake, all right. You guys didn't think you were going to get horny, too, did you? Everyone's getting laid. I know. Hot and heavy right now.
I'm excited to see Damon's O-face, man. That shit was dope.
You saw a full O? That happened?
Yo, he's 33, all right?
Oh, goodness. Okay.
Damon. Spaghetti Jake, I think he's 17, all right? I think this is illegal.
Okay.
Okay, the lighting's fixed.
That's right.
All right, to it.
Josh, what'd you get Spaghetti at?
24, everybody!
Woo! Spaghetti Jake! That's all we need.
They want more from Megan. In the finals, 30 seconds each, we have Megan DePonso, Quentin Johnson, and Spaghetti Jake, everybody.
Woo! You're finalists.
Megan. All right. Guys, keep it going for the owner of White Riot, Megan DePonso.
Woo!
Three, two, one.
going. Okay, one time I was raped by a cop, and it was cool because he was like, hey, suck my gun off like a dick, and I'm like really good at giving head, so I was like, all right, bud. And I don't know if you've ever been like, yo, do the thing you're the best at, but you might get shot doing it. But it hurts in your soul forever. And then you buy a bar to fill that hole in your life forever. And then.
That whistle had a whole different meaning that time, didn't it?
I'm changed as a human.
That was a verbal knife.
Wowza. Would have brought the weapons up with that one.
We don't say the score in the final round. We just announce the winner at the end.
That's right.
All right. Let's welcome back to the stage Quentin Johnson, everybody.
Hey, don't kill yourself on stage.
I'm gonna burn this bar down to help Megan pay rent. We'll get it from the insurance company, and I can finally die and forget about this Australian woman that keeps calling me a cunt. She calls me in the morning, in the afternoon, and the night. So I'm gonna burn this bar down. Does anybody have a lighter? Someone toss me a lighter.
These whistles are taking on all new meanings in this round. This is really, whew, Quentin. Deep breaths, everyone. Wowza. That's right.
Boom chicka ching, boom ching, boom chicka ching, boom ching, na na na, na na na, boom chicka ching, boom ching, boom boom chicka ching, boom ching, na na na, na na na, boom chicka ching, boom. Oh my God, this is. Oh my God, this. Boom. Boom chicka ching, boom ching, boom chicka ching, boom ching. Ooh. When I was a kid, my mom was addicted to gambling. My dad was addicted to talking about it. Yeah, he really messed up with Texas Hold'em. My mom really messed up by having a stroke. Am I right? I wish my dad just had a stroke of luck, you know what I'm saying?
Keep it going for the winner of the Dead Room, Spaghetti Jake, everybody! There was 8 laughs in the final round, it went 8-7, and at some point in the 30 seconds, he surpassed it, and so we just let it see where that went. One more time for Spaghetti Jake.
Spaghetti Jake, hey! Everyone. And everyone you saw tonight. They really endured some shit. Keep it going.
What a fun night.
Woo!
I'm really sorry.
Are those your pants?
Do you always wear athletic shorts under pants?
Yeah.
Where's my
honest
t-shirt?
Honest, you know?
Spaghetti Jake will be having a Q&A outside if anyone wants to go ask him any questions.
Please
about what
join
they've seen tonight. That's the Dead Room, folks. Get home safe. Thank you very much for your support. We appreciate you all. Evan, get on over here. We're going to take a great group picture together. Hell yeah. Keep it going for Megan DePonso and Wide Right, the bartenders, everyone you've seen tonight.
Thank you. my budget.